Philadelphia's urban landscape is ever-changing, and over time, many beautiful older structures have become disused, dilapidated, and in many cases demolished. Now, as WRTI's Jim Cotter reports, a new collection of works by a preeminent Philadelphia photographer is keeping alive the memory of some of the city's architectural gems.
In the early 1990s, as more and more historic buildings in Philadelphia became endangered, Vincent Feldman began to concentrate on capturing how the city was being reimagined by the use and abuse of these sometimes iconic structures. But beyond creating a pictorial record of vanishing cityscapes, his photography also helped uncover the storied past lives of these buildings and their surrounding neighborhoods, where, why, and for what they were built, and when and why they had outlived their original purpose.
Smaller places tend to appreciate what they have more than larger cities like Philadelphia. So Philadelphia tends to think, oh, if we have one example of this building good enough, we can let the others go. I tend to think those buildings are touchstones for history.
Besides being a photographer and educator, Feldman has also been involved in preservation campaigns. He remembers one particularly aptly named building that was saved.
Victory Building was able to be stabilized and kept until a development plan came along, and luckily the condo boom that started in the early 2000s saved that building.
So it was one of the few victories.
Right. Victory Building, thank goodness, is going to still stand as a victory.
Vincent Feldman's debut collection, City Abandoned, Charting the Loss of Civic Institutions in Philadelphia, is published by Paul Dry Books. A new exhibition featuring photographs from the book opens at the Hamilton and Aronson Galleries at the University of the Arts on Saturday.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.